Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Attract and Stand Out podcast. I am so excited to have Susan here with me today. We're going to talk a lot about positioning of your brand and why it's so important, which those of you that have been with me on the podcast over the past several years, you know how I feel about branding and making sure that we're really creating that personal brand for our audience. So I'm excited to have Susan share some of her insights. Welcome, Susan, to the show.
Oh, thanks so much, Arlene. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have you. And I would love for you to take us back to how you got into this industry. What was it about the brand positioning and how did you get here? What did that look like for you? What was that journey like?
Well, we're going way back if we're going to go back. I'm celebrating 20 years in the industry right now. And yeah, I didn't start as a brand positioning expert. All I knew was over 20 years ago, I looked at that contraption that was this brand new weird box looking thing on my desk. And I said, the future is there, and which is our desktop computer, which I had no idea how to use. I didn't even know how to send out an email, but I just knew that that's where I needed to go. And so long story short, I learned multimedia marketing, website design, website development, graphic design, like, you know, kind of everything involved with on the online world. And over the last 20 years, I've built this agency where we do branding and marketing and website development and all that kind of fun stuff. And I gradually realized that, wait a second, everything that we're doing for our clients is all foundationally built on branding and their brand positioning. And so that light bulb went off that I needed to position myself as a brand positioning expert so that people would better understand just how important it is in their business. And that's, you know, that's kind of why I'm here, is to talk more about how important it is and how detrimental it can be to your business if you don't pay attention to it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely one of those things that sometimes we feel like we've nailed it and we feel like we are on track. And then we go out there and we start marketing ourselves. We put ourselves out in that position. And then we notice that things aren't landing the way that we think they are. They aren't always, you know, connecting with our ideal clients the way that we want them to. And so it's important to go back to that drawing board and play with it. I know one of the things I talk a lot with my clients is like, let's test and measure it. Let's go out there and see, are people connecting with it? And then it's okay to come back in and make some tweaks and like fine tune it a little bit. And even as we've had our businesses, because you've had your business for 20 years, I've had mine for 17. I know for sure I've gone back to the drawing board many a times to make some edits and make some suggestions. Like as we're working with clients and we're getting ourselves out there, we learn things. We learn like new innovative things, but then also just, you know, our clients change a little bit, like how they think about things, how they see the world. All of those pieces shift. How do you support your clients when they start to notice that things are shifting and that they know that they need to go a new direction?
Yeah, and that's a really good point. You know, businesses do evolve. It would be impossible for us not to evolve over time. And that evolution process does require us to go back to that foundational blueprint and revisit, okay, how are we bringing our business to the world? How are we presenting ourselves? Because everybody, all of our prospective customers are all judging us in any way, shape, or form, whether it's visually or what we say, how we look, how we come across, what our tone of voice is, the copy that's on the website, you know, what images that we're using. Even when we go in and do networking events in person, it's how we're dressed. Like we live in a judgmental world. And so revisiting that brand positioning blueprint is really important to make sure that we are giving the right message to the right person. And that right person is our ideal target audience, that group of people. And we need to make sure that we are presenting ourselves in a way, presenting not only ourselves, because personal branding is a big part of it too, but I'm talking about the overall business brand and how that is coming across and being perceived by our ideal customer group. And if there's a disconnect happening there, if that message is not getting across to them, then that's when we definitely need to go back to the drawing board and find out, okay, what's going on here? Either we have defined our ideal client incorrectly, Or we haven't dug deep enough to find out what is truly making up that group of people and making sure that we are positioning ourselves in a way that gives them the no-brainer response. You're exactly what I'm looking for. And then you don't even have to go into a sales pitch because people just automatically know that you're the best solution for their problem.
Yeah, definitely. And oftentimes that's part of what like comes back into impacting the business, whether it's the bottom line or it's the message of where they're trying to go, or maybe it's part of the culture shift that the organization is trying to go into, like making sure that that brand positioning is so strong. What are like some of your favorite tips when it comes to positioning yourself that really helps, whether you're an entrepreneur, or even if you're building a personal brand in an organization, like what are some of your favorite things to share?
Yeah, well, that's a loaded question. but I think, the foundational thing is to make sure you do fully and truly understand who it is that you are trying to win over, in quotation marks. So if you're talking about your personal brand, it might be that you are needing to win over stakeholders to, like, if in a nonprofit organization, if you're the one in charge of fundraising, then how you come across is really important to that person who is ready to support the organization, but they have to get the right impression. They have to understand that, you are in alignment with their values and vice versa. So this is all kind of part of that brand analysis that I walk my clients through, is understanding what's your mission, what are your values. Like, brand positioning is so much more than just a logo and a website, and worse, throwing together a templated website and just having your best friend's cousin design you a logo, when that branding analysis hasn't been factored in, hasn't been taken into consideration, because everything from your colors and your imagery and your tone of voice, like I was saying before, is all encapsulating into that branding.
Yeah.
So yeah, knowing who your target audience is the primary one. And then also understanding you. Why are you in business? Why are you a part of this organization? What are your personal values? And that, you can't change that, right? And so the more you understand that, and the more you bring that out in front of the very people that you want to support you, then that's where that resonance comes in. They will resonate with you if they know that your values are in alignment with theirs. So, that's just kind of the tip of the iceberg as far as understanding, how to best get across to the right people that you want to serve.
Yeah, I love that you brought up the values, because that's one of the pieces that are so important for organizations, like for us as individuals to know what our values are. And then for our businesses, like, what are the business values? And whether you are starting your own business and you're creating those values for your business that might encompass a lot of your personal values, right, or if you're working for an organization too, what are the organization's values? Do they align with what you're doing? Because when they align and there's that alignment piece to it, it just allows you to show up in a way and you give back more, and you can just focus more on your career and the things that you're doing because you feel connected. It doesn't feel like there's nothing worse than being in a situation and feeling like those values misaligned, yeah, and they're not connecting.
Yeah, and absolutely. Yeah. You're in the wrong job if you're not in alignment with the values of the company that you're working with, for sure. Yeah.
And most of us have probably been there at some point. I definitely think back to prior to starting my business, and there, I just felt out of integrity. Like, things just felt off, and like, I felt off in my body when I was showing up at work because it wasn't feeling like it was equally yoked. And it was fine in that season, but I started noticing those things. And I was in my early 20s at that point as well, where I was feeling like something's off. Like, there's like, it was like a missing piece of the puzzle. And I remember when I left my career and started my own business, like, most people thought I was crazy. They're like, what are you doing leaving like your comfy 9 to 5? It wasn't a 9 to 5. It was in retail management, but like, your comfy job, your 401k package, like, you have vacation time and all these different things. And I'm like, yeah, I have those things, but what if there's more? What if there's more opportunity? And what if there's something that different that I can do that will feel like I'm in the right position?
Right.
So yeah, those that, like, checking in with our values can be huge. And then you were also talking, like, while you were sharing about like the brand positioning, Like, how do we want people to feel when they meet our brand, when they meet us? Like, what are we, what is that, you know, are we creating the right emotions and making sure those emotional pieces are really connecting with our community? And it comes through, like you were saying, like our website, like brand photos and the message that we're writing, like how we're speaking to people when they connect with those values and mission, like all those pieces really come together and it makes people feel like they're a part of something bigger than themselves.
Yeah, for sure. And you touched on something that is so important and rarely considered and thought about. And it's that visceral reaction that people get when they encounter our brand. And when they encounter our brand, it's on a myriad ways that they encounter it, you know, from customer service to how you treat your vendors and how you treat your staff and how your staff even communicates to your customers and how you show up on social media. Like, are you a complainer? That's going to affect your brand. You know, are you a bully on social media? That's going to affect your brand. And so that visceral reaction is key. And how your brand has made somebody feel, what's that experience like? And our goal as a business owner, as a, you know, somebody who is in charge of anything within the operations is to make sure that that is under control as much as possible to make sure that we are giving the best impression possible.
Yeah, absolutely. How we're showing up and like how we're showing face.
Yeah.
Absolutely matters.
Yeah, definitely.
So when you think about like your leadership style and how you've crafted your leadership style over the years as an entrepreneur, what do you think are some of like the most biggest challenges that you faced as you've been building your business and putting yourself out there and kind of positioning yourself in the market?
Yeah, that's a good question. Challenges, there's always normal business challenges. You know, anywhere from having a hard time finding really good qualified staff to dealing with grumpy clients. For me, because of the industry that I'm in, my biggest challenge is actually trying to be the voice of reason, because there's a lot of bad information out there. There's a lot of people selling us a bill of goods, and they're only giving us a small portion of the pie. And they're also not considering the unique situation that every business is in. And I see it over and over and over again, where people, especially when they're just starting out in their business, they're investing tens of thousands of dollars on this 10-step, sure, foolproof, you know, blueprint that all you have to do is follow these steps and you will be a millionaire in 6 months. And due to our human nature, we buy into that, right? Wouldn't we? But it's just really sad to see. And so that's why I'm on a mission to get out there and talk about, okay, this is a real business, people. Like, there's no 10-step program that's going to guarantee you $1 million. You know, so we have to just treat what we're doing as a business, and there are no shortcuts. There's just a lot of, you know, effort, trial and error to get that right message to the right people in the right way in order to create a really positive synergy and make get traction in your business and make it sustainable.
Yeah. Yeah. And that sustainability is huge. Like, yeah. How do we make sure we're here for the long haul?
Right.
I know, you know, the stats for small business owners and businesses that are getting started, like they're not always high for the long haul. And how do we get to a position to where we can be here for 17 and 20 years and different things like that? Like, mm-hmm. we've been able to do, because it's, you know, I can remember like a lot of people that I started my business with around the same time. Some of them are still in business, and a lot of them have switched gears, or they've changed things up. They've had to pivot, or they've gone and worked in different organizations and switched things around. And it's, I know for myself, it's been about being open to make changes to my messaging, being open to make changes for myself, for how I was showing up and how I was connecting with people. When I always laugh when I think back to like those first 2 years in business. Like, everybody knew who I was. I had networked a ton, but I wasn't getting any referrals or any business from anybody, because they knew my name. They knew that I was, you know, helping make connections with them, and I was kind of social butterflying and introducing people together. But I never was taking the time to like slow down and be like, hey, Susan, my name's Darlene. Like, here's a little bit about me. I was too busy going, oh, Susan, you need to meet Susie Q over here, and you need to meet Tom, and you need to meet all these different people. Because I thought if I could just connect other people, that they would, and somehow like that good juju would come back. And it did in some ways. But I also learned that I wasn't letting myself like really settle in and can make the connections that I need to make, and like let other people make the connect the dots as well.
That's a really, really good point, Darlene, because I can so relate, because I did the exact same thing years ago. I was the connector. But what happens is people get confused. So what's really your business? Are you a networking like person? Like, are you a connector? Or like, you know, they don't really get to understand what is it that you do and what is your specialty, because you are sending them down a different path away from your core competency and what you're all about. And I see this with a lot of people who, a really good example is actually, say, let's just use a health coach as an example. So a health coach will take all of those tens of thousands of dollars of marketing courses and business building courses, and they become an expert in marketing and business building, and they have forgotten about their health coach business. And then they end up like, you know, they're trying to market themselves as a health coach, but they find that I know more about marketing now, so I'm going to switch gears and become a marketing expert. And then people are just totally confused. Like, wait a second, where's your credentials? I thought you were a health coach. What's going on? And then you go nowhere, because you're just spreading yourself too thin and giving the wrong message and confusing messages to people. So yeah, stay in your lane and focus on what your core competency is.
I could not agree more. Like it makes me think of like we're on the freeway and we've got like the bumpers on each side of the lanes. Like, how do we make sure we create a business that's around our expertise and the things that we actually that we're passionate about? Because I mean, you've seen it being in the industry as long as I have as well. So many people switch gears, like they don't really give their career, their business a chance, or their career a chance before they're like on to the next thing.
Yep.
And it's a long haul strategy. Like, I wish I could say like, you're just going to do this one marketing strategy and you're going to do it really well for the next 90 days. And you're going to be like out the door, you know, financially making the amount of money you need to make. You're going to have the clients like lining up to work with you. And that's just unfortunately not the way the game works. Like I wish, and sometimes you get lucky. Sometimes you get lucky and you get some people in there and it starts, you get the traction. But it's long haul, like especially when we change marketing strategies or we change our growth strategy. Mm-hmm. Like you can't just think like, I'm going to do this five times. Okay, it didn't work for me. Like, let's switch to something else. And that's what I think happens so often in the market space.
Yeah.
We try something a couple of times, or this is my favorite, is when we see somebody else looks like they're really successful at what they're doing. And we're like, oh my gosh, this person is totally nailing it. They've got like 5 million likes and they're getting all the hearts on social media. And then we try to emulate what they're doing and it doesn't work. And we're like, why isn't it working for me? It's working for this person, but it's not in alignment with who you are. And you're not showing up and you don't even know the whole picture because you don't know what's happening behind the scenes.
Exactly. I've worked with some of these, you know, more visible gurus over the years. And what's going on behind the scenes is completely the opposite to what is being broadcast. And, you know, it's really insidious because they're giving, you know, the wrong impression. And yeah, we're all unique. We should never be copying somebody else who we perceive as being successful, because we do not know. They're not, well, even if they were, you wouldn't want to believe it if they were broadcasting, you know, their annual income or whatever.
Yeah.
It's important also to recognize that businesses do evolve, and our customer base also evolves in what they need. And so sometimes we need to shift what we offer, what worked 5 years ago is just not relevant to them anymore. And we need to shift with their needs so that we are staying abreast with what the current needs are. And that's also something really important to consider from that brand positioning perspective. And I know since COVID, things have really changed. And trust is a huge one. If a potential client doesn't get the feeling that they can trust you, you've lost them. Like, and that, and it could happen within that first split second of them encountering your brand that you've lost trust for whatever reason. It can sometimes can be seemingly a very simple, innocuous thing, but you've lost them. So that's why we have to just kind of stay on track and keep our fingers on, you know, on the pulse of what is going on with our client base, and move and evolve and serve them as opposed to trying to copy someone else's game plan.
Yeah. Yeah. That no like and trust factor
we've right.
heard yeah. for so long. Like, we have to get that, give them a chance to get to know us. And yeah. then from there, they're going to start to trust us and really connect. And when there's so many ways that we can break that bond, right? Whether it's, you know, sharing some, like, whether it's, you know, and some of it is good. Some of it's taking a stand for something that you mm-hmm. really believe in. And that might repel some people away from our brand. And it's also going to attract the people that we're really supposed to be working with. Yeah. And so that's one of my favorite things to do is, like, you know, have some opinions, have some thoughts, like what happens in your industry that, you know, you think a little bit different or have a different angle or a different approach about than maybe a lot of other people who are in the industry. And how can you, you know, take a stand or get up on your soapbox and share those pieces? Because that's going to shift the market a little bit. It's going to make people either take notice and go, oh, this person is for me. Like, I really love what they're saying and what they're coming, the angle they're coming from, or, you know, they're going to be like, this isn't for me, but this person over here is totally who I'm supposed to be working with. And that's what we want to happen. We want to have the ground shift a little bit so that people can really take notice and we can connect back to, like we were speaking before, about those values and those different pieces.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There's no reason why you can't be opinionated as long as you are aware that those opinions can be either a, you know, a turnoff or really develop a lot of trust with the people that you want to work with. Don't try to be everything for everybody, because that will never work. You'll be too muted and you'll just be a little minnow in a sea of minnows.
Yeah, absolutely. As you think about how you support your clients with, like, building their brand position and communicating their message with the world, can you share with us maybe a success story or a lesson that you learned from a time that you worked with a client, or maybe something even from your own positioning and of your brand?
Let me see here. So yeah, I have definitely, well, I guess probably my story about coming to the light bulb realization that I should be positioning myself differently, as opposed to just the founder of eVision Media. You know, I bring to the table my specific expertise, and it took me a long time to realize that what it's like that, you know, what we think is just normal, like, doesn't everybody know this kind of stuff? Like, yeah, I had to kind of do my own thought process and give myself credit for, you know, the knowledge and expertise that I have gained over the years. And then I did do that pivot and created my own Susan Friesen brand, but, and kind of separated myself from the founder of eVision Media, which is, you know, the entity that we've been growing for the last 20 years. And I think other clients kind of have come to that realization too. Like, I've worked with a few clients really recently where they've been in business for 20, 25 years, and they're coming to me saying, you know, we need a revamp. We need to rebrand ourselves because we're becoming dinosaurs in our industries. Mm-hmm. And they're also looking at their legacy. You know, are they positioning their business to be able to sell it? Then they need to not have a brand that looks 20, 25 years old. And so we've been doing that quite a bit lately, you know, helping people, you know, just kind of get past the old school stuff and get more current and relevant.
Yeah. I love it. You brought that up. So what do you think are some of, like, the trends or industry insights that could help people that are listening to the podcast today? Like, what do you think is coming as we, like, launch into a new year and have 2024? Like, what do you think is going to shift in the industry for the work that you do?
Well, you know, it's AI has certainly become the big talk of the town. And it's interesting how there's a wide gamut of opinions about it. Some people are afraid of it. They think it's the root of all evil, and other people are embracing it and using it too much to their advantage, and they're trying to manipulate people too much, right? And so this is the reason why the other people are so worried about it. But it what we as business owners need to realize is that not only is it here, but it has been here for many years, whether we know it or not. And now we need to incorporate it into our business. And I'm not saying to use it to replicate, like create your own blog posts and do everything without you having to do any work, because it's becoming obvious when you read a blog post or see some social media posts, you can see right off the bat that that was a ChatGPT generated post.
Yeah.
And so the whole premise is to use it as a tool, just like a mathematician would use a calculator as a tool. You still need to know how to, you know, what numbers to punch in order to get the right output. And so if you think of AI as a tool to use that will help streamline your processes and help with some ideation, perhaps, that is definitely something that we all have to embrace, because especially the younger generation, they're going to look at our more established businesses like you and I, and if we're not incorporating it, they're going to label us as dinosaurs and go elsewhere. So we need to kind of get on that bandwagon and use it with ethics and right, the right morals. Yeah. And use it in a way that will benefit not just our own business, but the clients that we serve and how we serve them.
Yeah, it can be a great resource for like brainstorming ideas or getting topics, or like we've all had moments where we stared at a blank piece of paper and we're like, oh my gosh, I need to do this task and this thing and it's blank and I have nothing right now.
Yeah.
And there's lots of ways that we can prepare ourselves to get ready so we don't have a blank page in front of us. But AI has definitely been a resource where you're like, just give me some ideas, give me some topic ideas, or it's very useful in those ways. And then there's also times where, like you said, like people are completely using it just as like content, like let's copy and paste this AI product and put it over here. Mm-hmm. And it shows. It shows. So, yeah. And as you're positioning your brand, especially, how do you want that brand to be positioned? Is your voice coming across? Is it AI's voice or is it your voice? Especially like I have a personal brand. It's just me and my business with my virtual assistant. Mm-hmm. Like it's my voice. I have to make sure that my voice is showing. Otherwise people are going to be turned off and they're going to be going, you know, to a different direction to get the support that they're getting.
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing will destroy trust faster than the moment somebody realizes that's a machine that's talking to me, not a real person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Susan, this has been so fun. We're going to go into just a few rapid fire questions as we start to wrap things up. So my first question for you is, if I was to buy you a plane ticket today, where would you go and why?
Oh, a plane ticket. I want to go to the Bahamas. Right now, we're getting into the fall here where we are. And I just went out for a walk this morning and I'm so cold. So I want to go where it's warm. Yes.
I will pack my bag and join you.
Yes.
When you think about self-care and your mental health and your physical health, like what are some things that you love to do to just take care of you?
Oh gosh, that's such an important question. One that I ignored for a long time, but the last several years I've been really paying attention to self-care. So going for a walk in the mornings, I do yoga, I work out 5 days a week. I eat as healthy as I can, even when Halloween comes by.
Don't eat the candy.
Yeah. Meditate. I write in my gratitude journal. I do quite a few things to practice self-care. Yeah.
Awesome. I love that. And when you think about making an impact and leaving a legacy, what are some things that you're doing today to help that be set in place?
Yeah, I think I'm doing it right now. I'm a a sponge for knowledge. I love to constantly learn. And part of my DNA is not holding what I have learned in. I need to share it. I need to let other people know about what I'm excited about. And so that's why I want to do these podcast interviews and I go on social media because I just have a passion for sharing information that will help the struggling entrepreneur, the brand new business owner, the nonprofit organization that is in need of getting themselves out there so that they will win over the stakeholders that they need in order to sustain their business. So it's multi-layered, but that's my passion. That's my purpose.
Perfect. And are you a curl up on the couch and read a book, or are you binge watching something on TV right now?
It all depends. I've gotten onto Audible lately and I love it because I can listen to an Audible book when I'm driving for a couple of hours. But I also love curling up on a couch and reading a book in silence and just absorbing myself in that world.
Yeah.
But I will binge watch TV too if it's a really good show. But it
What are
has to
you?
be a good show, like one that makes me think.
Yeah. What are you reading right now?
Oh, I'm reading a lot of health books right now, actually. I just finished reading Dr. Gundry's The Keto Code. I've been reading Dr. Mindy Peltz's the Fasting Like a Girl book. So speaking of self-care, I've been really immersing myself into health.
Yes. Yeah. Taking care of our body, mind, and our soul are so important.
Yeah, definitely.
And the last question I have for you, what would you say is your top value?
Trust.
Trust.
Without trust, you can't build a business. And I've worked my whole life trying to build trust with people. Yeah.
Awesome. And where can people connect with you, Susan? I know people are going to want to reach out and stay in touch and connect. Where should they go?
Well, I think the best thing to do is go to my website, evisionmedia.ca, and just scroll down. Well, you can look at the website, but down at the bottom is all of our social media accounts. And please come and connect with me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, you name it.
All the
All the fun places. I do have a TikTok account, but I haven't really embraced it all that much. But
Which platform do you spend the most time on?
well, it varies between Facebook and LinkedIn. I like Facebook for various more personal reasons, and I love LinkedIn for the business professional reasons.
Awesome. And I know you have an amazing free gift for everybody today. Can you share what it's about and how to find it?
Sure. Yeah, I put together a free guide. It is called a 7-step guide to defining a compelling brand identity so that it will appeal to your perfect client. So really it's a 7-step preliminary. This is what you need to know in order to define your brand in a way that will attract the right clients into your business. And so it's a free download. You just need to go to www.brandidentitysteps.com.
Awesome. And we will make sure that is in the show notes below. So if you're driving, do not fear. You can grab those notes at the bottom of this episode. Well, Susan, thank you so much for coming on the podcast and sharing all of your amazing knowledge. It's so important that we continue to have these conversations and share these tips because I know, like you said, like I'm a lifetime learner myself, and listening to these types of conversations really always I leave with new insight, new things to take away, a new vision for life. And so I appreciate you coming on and taking your time with us today. And Attract and Stand Outers, thank you so much for joining us for another episode of the Attract and Stand Out podcast. Please hit subscribe if you are brand new here with us. And also leave a review. If you leave a review here on the podcast, take a screenshot of it and send me either a message on LinkedIn or on Instagram and let me know that you reviewed the podcast, and I will send you your next cup of coffee or chai. I'm a chai girl myself, or your next muffin. Have an amazing rest of your month, and I hope to see all of you again soon. Take care.
Bye, everybody.